There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for being with us on today. Today's program is dedicated to the memory of Mother Edith Culver of Columbus, Ohio. Our scripture passage comes from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, NIV. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. A very wise woman once shared with me some words of wisdom that were shared with her from a senior member of the church family. As the ladies of the church were just going about doing various tasks that they felt God had assigned them, visiting the sick, helping those in need, and so on, it seems that some women were always tired and unable to take part, despite the fact that all the women in the church were busy with family, many of them with jobs and so on. While my friend didn't understand why so many of the ladies felt exhausted so much of the time and why they were unable to take part, the older woman, wiser woman, reminded her of a truth that my friend knew but somehow overlooked. An ongoing diet of fast foods, microwave meals will yield different results in the body than traditionally prepared foods, beans and greens and so on. The women were indeed tired most of the time, but quite possibly because of what they were eating, what they were made up of. They lacked endurance because a body made of French fries and soda, according to her, just doesn't stand up to the challenges of the day. The same way a body made of meat and vegetables will. We both laughed, but we both knew that there was some wisdom in what she shared. What is in you makes a difference. In today's scripture, we're going to again be peering over the shoulder of early Christians. In this case, those in the city of Colossae. Paul was an evangelist, the evangelist who set a standard from which each generation of individuals who share the gospel message can learn. There was a message he shared, and there was also the manner in which he shared the message, boldly, aware of the people to whom he ministered, and with a heart of love that can bring us to tears so many generations later. Paul wanted the people to get saved, but he also wanted them to learn how to walk the walk. And because they had a place in his heart, he wanted to make sure they were growing in the truth of the word and in the ways of the Lord. The scripture is very much about the word and person of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would descend and impart knowledge and power on a person for a particular time, purpose, season. But even then, the prophet Joel foresaw a different time. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. The moving of the Lord's Spirit will impart to not only just a few, but the young and the old, male and female. Paul wanted those dear saints to know that the Spirit of God was there in them. This letter, full of love and concern, written to a church Paul had neither planted nor visited, shows the power of Christian love. Paul didn't need to see or meet or directly know these Christians in order to love them and be concerned for them. This was not a church he had personally preached out. And yet he prays for them. He intercedes for them. This is how the love of God works among believers. I and so many others want our Christian brothers and sisters around the world to know that while we may never have met you personally, we are in prayer day and night, remembering those who are now suffering persecution, need, and want. While the enemy may be telling you lies of how no one knows or cares about what you're going through, please know that the hope of glory that lives in you also lives in us. There are moments when the Lord will put on our heart the burdens of those we have never met, and we cry out to God for them. We got you. We are lifting you up in prayer. We are fighting in the Spirit on your behalf, just as Paul prayed for this little family. We are praying for you. I ask that God will one day pull back the curtain of heaven, just for a second, that you might see a glimpse of those who are interceding on your behalf. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We join in prayer for our brothers and sisters around the globe. Just as Paul prayed for these brothers and sisters he never met face to face. At this present time of unrest, I speak words of strength, of wisdom, of courage to leaders, pastors, missionaries. The people of God are praying for you. You don't have to be a member of our denomination. You don't have to be a member of our local church. You are family, and we are praying for your strength, for God's wisdom to lead. We speak clarity into your mind, perfect alignment with the will and purpose that God has destined for the ministry. We speak an influx of finances that every bill will be paid, every need met. We speak strength into your body, a Holy Ghost covering for you and your family. We speak clarity. Clarity, Lord, lift them above the stress and confusion. Take them to the places they have never experienced in you. The enemy meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. He is bringing good out of the current situation, out of the current crisis. Lord God, move by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. The same Spirit that caused a bush to burn and not be consumed. The same Spirit that raised Paul up when he was beaten and left for dead is the same Spirit that will one day quicken your body. We're travelers and sojourners in this land, but this is not our final destination. Within the heart of each believer is that hope. We know that when this season is passed here on this earth, It is not our end. We know that when we hold on and hold out, there is a reward waiting for us. Sometimes it seems like the end is really just the beginning. Our hope, our future is in Jesus Christ, and it is a glorious future with our Savior. That hope is in our heart and made manifest in our lives. We soldier on through the discouragement, through the sickness, through the pain, through the mistreatment and betrayal of others. We keep our eyes on the cross. No one can take that hope away. That spiritual knowledge that we will one day be with him again. That hope guided the life of Mother Culver, and today I pay tribute to my friend and fellow laborer who has stepped from this life into the next. Christ was her guide, her keeper, and the greatest force in her life. Christ, her hope. I ask that God will strengthen and comfort all who knew and loved her, and that they will take courage from the life she lived here with us, and that they, as she, will hold fast to that hope of glory. I would be remiss if I did not remind us all that he is also in us and our hope, our future, our destiny. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to have the right stuff in us. Help us to be able to stand. Clear out everything that is unlike you and fill us with your Spirit. You, Lord God, are our hope. You are our future in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in his presence. Please join us anytime at inhispresenceradio.com.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.